This one halakha that many people ask, not only legabe the arba kosot, but legabe kiddush on every Friday night. And that is the question of the usage of grape juice. This is a big discussion in the halakha. First, let us define the standard grape juice that we buy in the market, what its disadvantages are. Number one, there is an opinion of Harambam that says that for Kiddush, the wine or the beverage that you're using must not be Mivushal. Now you have to know Maran doesn't take that opinion. Maran clearly in Taf Ayin Bet said you could use Yayin that's not Mivushal. But Maran brought that opinion in Resh Ayin Bet that there's an opinion as such. Again, we have to make it clear. It is permissible, according to the halakha, to use yayin that's mevushal. But there's an opinion that says, better to use yayin she'enu mevushal. So that would put a disadvantage at grape juice, because since the grape juice is pasteurized, the ones that we buy in the market, so therefore you would have that disadvantage. A second disadvantage that you have would be that it's not intoxicating. Now, it doesn't say by Kiddush that it necessarily has to be intoxicating, but there is an opinion of the Magen Abraham, as well as Rav Haidan Birkei Yosef, that the wine preferably should be an older wine, which means that sat in the vats for at least 40 days, which grape juice does not. Grape juice does not even start the fermenting process. So that's another disadvantage that it has. So of course if you ask a person that wants to do the best for the Kiddush, certainly he would get a wine that was aged a little, that's non-mivushal. However, if a person would tell me, Rabbi, I squeeze my own grape juice before Shabbat, I take grapes, I squeeze them into a cup, and I have it fresh. So in that case, at least you got rid of the problem of mivushal, because it's freshly squeezed grape juice. As a matter of fact, Maran writes that in the Shayin Be Sochet Adam Anabim Be'erev Shabbat. A person could squeeze grapes Be'erev Shabbat and use it for Kiddush. So therefore, in that sense, today there are some that sell freshly squeezed grape juice that's not Mevushal. Definitely it has an advantage in the sense that it's not Mevushal, although it doesn't have the advantage of being Yayin Yashan, like the Magen Abraham said. But clearly, if somebody wants to use that grape juice, he would have no problem. And that's the way Hakam Ben Sion says also. Again, that doesn't mean to say that if a person wants to use the commercial stuff also, that is Mevushal, that he's not Yotze, he is Yotze. But we're just talking about levels. So highest level would be Yayin Yashan She'enu Mevushal. And then would be probably Yayin Yashan, that is Mevushal. And then you want to get into the grape juice. So the Chataila try to have the grape juice that's not Mevushal. But if you have even the grape juice that is Mevushal, you're still okay. Now it comes to Pesach. Pesach, Arba Kosot, is an extra element that the Poskim talk about. And that's, that has to be Yayin HaMesameach. Yayin HaMesameach, it's Yom Tov, Derech Herut. Question is, does grape juice have that element of Derech Herut? The poskim, like Achav Avadya Alav Shalom, brings an ayah from the Ran and Pesachim, that for Arba Kosot, even if it's not intoxicating, it's okay. Brings an ayah from a case that Gemara Baba Batra, in Sadigima brings, that's called Yain Mazug. The Ran learns Yain Mazug is not intoxicating. From the Gemara and the Maskanat's Mashma, the Yain Mazug would be okay. For Kiddush and Tehillah, and therefore we want to say Wadin, grape juice, Lema'aseh, both Acham Ben Sion and Acham Ovadia conclude that you should try to have wine for the Arba Kosot. And you should push yourself to have wine for the Mesameach factor of it. Acham Ben Sion says that if a person cannot, it's too difficult, let him at least have the last course. Course number four, let him have wine. I'll go to sleep on that. If I only had one cup of the wine. Or let him dilute. Let him mix grape juice and wine. So he gets both. He gets to drink his grape juice because that's what he likes to drink. But he gets the mesameach factor because he put a little wine in there as well. Chabaya doesn't give those options, but he does allow, both of them clearly allow ladies lechatachila to drink grape juice without any of these stringencies. And somebody that really has a difficult time, they also allow them to drink straight up grape juice. So again, the best thing then to do is, if you could find this grape juice that's not mevushal, and get a few bottles of it for Pesach. It is very perishable, so you have to buy a few bottles, and you can use it. Lefachot, you'll get the non-mevushal element of it. But again, if somebody says, Rabbi, I have no choice, I have to drink it, this is what's good for me, otherwise I get sick, and so on and so forth. Clearly, he has Hacham Ben Sion and Hacham Aviyah to rely on. Rashi Pesach Frank also talked about it, that it should be permissible. It should be noted, Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted, Alav Shalom, to be against grape juice for the Arba Kosot. So that opinion has to be taken into consideration. But again, Gedolei Poskim Achronim Sfaradim clearly were lenient for ladies and for me, Hayayin Mazikoto, to rely on grape juice. At least now we have a more thorough understanding of the.